Paddy McGowan, thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Carl. Thanks, man, for having me on.
So this new survey that's released is kind of about how sodium valproate affects women during pregnancy. Can you give us a bit of how this survey kind of came around about that?
Yeah, I suppose first thing, Carl, is just to go into a little bit about the history of it and about the drug itself. So just sodium valproate is a drug that is commonly prescribed here in Ireland for people with epilepsy. It's also known as Epilum. It's prescribed to both men and women, and it's important to note, basically, that it's a very effective drug in doing just that. It helps people control their seizures and become seizure-free, which is so important for people with epilepsy. Now, epilepsy is a very individual condition, and what works for one person doesn't work for the other. But for many people in Ireland today, sodium valproate is a very important drug in actually controlling their epilepsy. Now, what the survey is looking at, and this is where we get into the very serious side of this drug, from the 1960s onwards, this drug was shown to have serious impacts if prescribed in pregnancy. And by serious impacts, I mean that 30 to 40% of children who were exposed to valproate in pregnancy could have serious developmental disorders. 10% could have congenital malformations. Now listen, that sounds like just headlines, but whenever I start mentioning autism, ADHD, spina bifida, cleft lip, cleft palate, limb malformations, that'll bring the impact of this drug, if prescribed in pregnancy, home to your listeners. So it can have a very serious impact in pregnancy.
And it's kind of, has it always been the case like that since it's, as you said, it's been around since the 60s? Has it been a higher case, say, back then compared to now, because obviously medication's changed? Or is it kind of not really changed much?
It was first licensed in 1975 in Ireland. The evidence about the drug and in the following decades was beginning to strengthen through those subsequent decades. Now, in terms of, I think what you're asking there is was the knowledge there over those decades, but it wasn't. From 1975 to 2014, women were commonly being prescribed this drug, and was only in 2014 and then again in 2018 that real work started taking place on making people aware of the impacts of this drug if given in pregnancy. And that's what our survey was basically looking at, was to look at the measures that were introduced in those years to see have they improved awareness about the impacts of this drug if given in pregnancy. And Charles, I can start quoting figures left, right and centre at you, but the way I would describe our survey results is spine tingling for all the wrong reasons, because it suggests, our survey results suggest that there could potentially be children being born today in Ireland in 2020 who have been exposed to sodium valproate in the womb. That is just devastating, considering the massive amount of work that has gone in from various bodies of the state, and good work at that, Carl, in trying to make people aware of the drug, trying to improve information around the drug, trying to ensure that no family is impacted by this drug in the future. But our survey results are suggesting there's still a massive body of work to be done, because the awareness just isn't there. Procedures that should be taken in terms of dispensing and prescribing of the drug aren't happening for many women. And as I say, it's devastating, particularly for families who have been impacted by the drug in those intervening years from the 1975 to 2014, because a lot of those families took solace in the fact that their experience led to these preventative measures, which would ensure that no family in the future would be actually impacted again. Our survey results suggest that this isn't actually happening, that there could be people being impacted by this drug because their child has been exposed to it in pregnancy in 2020.
And you were saying there as well, it is really such an effective drug to help control epileptic seizures and that, and it's also for bipolar disorder as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if, say, a person isn't fully aware about some of the side effects of it, does the GP need to be consulted immediately if they're trying to be become pregnant?
What I would say is that anyone on the drug, particularly those with epilepsy, shouldn't come off the drug. If this is the first time they're hearing about this today, don't come off the drug until you've had a discussion with your healthcare professional. Exactly, because you have to speak to them on that. I mean, particularly around epilepsy, it's very important that you work with your medical team on your medications. So if you are hearing this for the first time today, please consult with your medical team immediately. Or alternatively, you can contact ourselves or the voluntary body who are campaigning for families affected by sodium valproate. That's Oaks Ireland, who we're also working closely with.
And in 2018 as well, you've had the Committee on Health regarding the establishment of an independent inquiry about it, especially mm-hmm. due to the review in the UK. Have they kind of really taken that into consideration to do a closer examination upon the effects of this drug, or is it still kind of been touch and go?
Yeah, I suppose just to mention what has happened in the UK yesterday and just talk about the history here as well. As you say, in 2018, the Oireachtas Committee on Health recommended that an independent inquiry be set up to provide families with answers as to why they were continuing to prescribe this drug all over the course of those decades, nearly four decades, despite the emerging evidence from the 1960s. But in the UK, just to mention as well, then Minister Simon Harris, in response to that, stated that he wanted to monitor the situation in the UK because they had ordered a non-statutory inquiry into how the British healthcare authorities responded to patient concerns over the years about the impact of this drug. Now, that independent non-statutory inquiry reported yesterday, and what they've ordered, what they've recommended, is that the British state, the British government, apologise on the behalf of the healthcare authorities for families who have been impacted by sodium valproate. So that's a very clear acknowledgement that some wrong was done in the UK. So families in the UK are closer step to justice, and they have some acknowledgement. The same isn't the case here in Ireland. We're no step closer to answers. Answers that can only be found through an independent inquiry. We can speculate, we can paraphrase, but all of that is worthless at the time being until an independent inquiry happens. And also added to all this is that there is now significant political appetite for an independent inquiry. Of this historic coalition government, two of the partners committed pre-election to enforcing the Oireachtas Committee on Health recommendations, i.e. an independent inquiry, and namely the Green Party and Fianna Fáil. And it's also important to note that now Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, was particularly firm and supportive of his view of an independent inquiry. He says he was 100% behind an independent inquiry happening, and he didn't see why it hadn't happened already. So listen, that's an independent... We have no choice now. An independent inquiry has to happen. There's unsurmountable evidence as to why it has to happen. There's political commitment there. There's political appetite there, and that's what we're campaigning for now. An independent inquiry needs to happen for these families who have impacted 1,250 families, might I add, that we know of that have been impacted by this drug across Ireland. And they need answers. They deserve answers. They've been waiting four decades for them. and an independent inquiry just has to happen now.
You were saying there was 4 decades. Like, it's kind of, it's a shame really that it's taken so long for them to finally start getting their act together with it, because it's affecting all future generations, not just children that have currently been born with it, and also previous ones as well. So, like, aunts, uncles, parents, all that as well.
Yeah, and like, listen, and a statement in response to development yesterday in the UK, there is a very, very cutting comment about what these families are actually experiencing day to day. It mentions the grief at the child they could have had, anger that this was allowed to happen, and for families in the UK at least who have got this acknowledgement yesterday, relief that they knew that this was no fault of their own, because of the acknowledgement from the report emanating from the UK yesterday. Our families over here don't have that relief. They just have endless questions, and they can only be answered in an independent inquiry.
And it is a shame, unfortunately, that it has, as you said, like, it takes an independent inquiry to do this, because they deserve to have answers as to how come it's taken so long, why has it all happened, because a lot of women have been misinformed or not even informed at all correctly when it comes to this anti-epileptic drug.
Carol, if you actually visited our Facebook page, we have been just sharing some of the coverage and that the report's got here in Ireland, and sharing our survey results. You will see comments from women who are on the drug or who were on the drug and still weren't aware. And it's just your heart sinks every time you see it. And each and every one of them deserve answers. Because as I say, from the 1960s onwards, evidence was beginning to emerge about the impacts this drug could have in pregnancy. And it wasn't up until 2014 when real action was taken on it, which was obviously too late for so many people. And those people are living with children who have serious needs and conditions, like with the ones we've mentioned, the autism, ADHD, spina bifida, and other. Like, it's such a wide ranging impact this drug can have if prescribed in pregnancy. And they deserve answers. They've had so much to contend with throughout their lives. And at the least that they can get is answers as to what happened. And that's why an independent inquiry has to happen.
Listen, Paddy, before I let you go, can I get you to kind of give out the websites and contact information for people that want to know more about this?
Yeah, so it's ourselves, obviously, are working Epilepsy Ireland, and it's www.epilepsy.ie, and our phone number is 01-455-7500. And we're also working with Oaks Ireland, who are the voluntary body who are campaigning for families impacted by sodium phosphate, specifically campaigning for them, and their website is oaksireland.com. Listen, again, I would just say before you let me go, that if you are on the drug and this is the first time you've heard any of this, please get in touch with your medical team. Don't take any decisions on your plan or on your medication without consulting with them. And get in touch with ourselves as well either.
Listen, Paddy, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning about this.
Carl, thanks. Thanks a million for giving this opportunity and for raising awareness of this very serious issue and for ongoing campaign. And for more information on our calls as well, please visit our website. Every voice that adds to our calls for this independent inquiry makes our collective voice stronger, and we will get those families the answers they richly deserve.
That's go on, Paddy. Take care of yourself now.
Thank you, Carl. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Now, that was Paddy McGowan, who was the communications officer at Epilepsy Ireland, talking about, as you heard, the effects of sodium valproate on pregnant women and how a lot of them have been misinformed as well since the 60s, which of course is a very long time.